Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Martin Lanick is here, too. Martin is a new friend. He's the CEO of Pinsight, a global leadership development software as a service company, and he's an expert in the world in the field of leadership. He's the author of a new book called The Leader Habit, Master the Skills You Need to Lead in Just a Few Minutes a Day. I think it's going to be released sometime in April. You can pre-order right now. He's our new friend, Martin Lanick. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. So congratulations on your book. I like the way you put those two words together, the leader habit. See, I encourage young people. I was talking to my daughter about this the other day in her work, and I said, you know, use the word leadership more when you're expressing yourself. Not gratuitously, not in a way that, you know, people get tired of hearing it. But I just think there's so many different ways that you can describe a behavior in the marketplace that either is a result of leadership or lack of leadership. What do you think?
Yes, absolutely, and that's really the key. So my new book, The Leader Habit, is really about taking leadership and the behaviors of leadership that we identified through our multi-year global research study and turn those leadership skills and behaviors into habits so it becomes as natural as brushing your teeth in the morning or making your bed.
So tell us about the research.
Yeah, so we studied about 800 managers and executives around the world. And what we tried to do is to look at them under the microscope, so to speak, so that we could identify the tiny micro behaviors that distinguish great leaders from not so good ones. So an example would be when you delegate. You know, some leaders are really effective at delegating, but what does it really look like? What do they actually do when they delegate effectively? Mm-hmm. And then we compare that with leaders who are.
So do you consider delegation a major leadership trait?
It is a major leadership skill, indeed.
Okay, I'm not asking this because I disagree with you, but tell us why you think that.
Yeah, so that's what what the research in leadership has identified. That of course, how you delegate to people makes a difference whether they like the task that they're doing, whether they're going to be successful, and whether the projects are going to get done on time.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the key part of leadership, is making sure that the work gets done through the people that report to you.
Well, one of the things about it is you can't lead if people won't follow you. And if you're not delegating, that means you're probably driving. And if you're driving, that's not leadership, is it?
Yeah. So what we see very often is that many, especially new managers or small business owners, they like to do everything themselves, and they think that they are the best ones to do the job.
You know why that is? Martin, do you know why that is?
Why?
I know the answer. Do you know? It's because
I'm curious to hear it from
you. It's because in the beginning, we're the only ones we were the first ones there. I was the first cost accountant. I was the first janitor. I was the first salesperson. I was the first, you know, receptionist. I did all the jobs myself. And guess what, Martin? Here's what's so amazing about that. Every time I did one of those jobs, it was perfect. It was absolutely perfect. And so if I delegate it to somebody, it won't be perfect because I didn't do it. And so we have a hard time in the early days, we have a hard time releasing that. And so what I try to focus on is to, from a delegation standpoint, is to tell people that you can't delegate if you demand perfection, But you can delegate if you are if you demand excellence, because your people can't be perfect like you, but they can be excellent. And excellence, there's nothing bad will come to your company if all we can say about it is it's an excellent company. What do you think?
Yeah, yeah, I would absolutely agree. And that actually is a very good segue to what was I going to say next, and that is one example of this microbehavior for delegation is to, when you are delegating to somebody, you specify what needs to be done, but you don't tell them how to do it. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise, we would call that micromanagement. Mm-hmm. And I think this ties right into what you were saying about with perfectionism and demanding
right.
excellence.
Now, one of the things that I want
excellent
I'll,
outcome.
I want to stick something in here about what you said about how to explain to them how to do it. See, what you just described is the content and the context. Meaning that you told them what they needed to do, but if you're really going to delegate it to them, and if they're really going to seek excellence in that in taking that assignment, you've also got to tell them why they're doing it. And that's the context. And so one of the challenges we have these days when we're leading millennials, for example, is they like the content, but they don't always care for the context. Any thoughts on that? Any ideas?
Yeah. It's of course very important anytime you do any work, any project or task to understand how does this really fit in the larger picture. And I think that's what you're referring to.
It is, the issue is getting them to sit still and listen to that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we did actually research on millennials too, and we found that there is not any statistically reliable differences in either their personality or skill level.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's a whole different topic, and we can have a whole different meeting just on that, Jim.
Well, and studying them and employing them might be two different things, too.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's come back to this excellence thing. You found a lot of ways to think about excellence in your research, too, didn't you?
Yeah.
So tell us about that.
In fact, we found that effective leaders exhibit 79 different microbehaviors. And those 79 microbehaviors can be grouped into 22 different leadership skills, like delegation, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
But you have then many, many more, like planning and organizing and analytical thinking. Those are some of the basics. But then some of the people type of skills, like influencing and negotiating and inspiring people with a vision, motivating them. So,
Martin, hold on to that thought. I want to come back and. Folks, when we come back, I'm going to get Martin to get a little more specific about these micro behaviors because I want you to learn how to become a better leader. I want all of us to do that, me too, and make it a habit. That's what the book's all about, The Leader Habit by Martin Lanning. He and I will be right back. It's 20 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.